super general, but you had a wonderful way of saying that. I'm just gonna, let's see. The lie piece. You said that Boeing lied, and can you just say that again and explain it to us?
Yeah. You asked me if Boeing had lied. And the answer absolutely is yes. Lying is not uncommon. Sometimes it can be useful and sometimes it can be excusable. I don't think that it passed either one of those bars in this case. And the lying really started with hiding the existence of MCAS from the pilots and everyone else in the first place. That's a sin of omission. Bad, really bad, but it wasn't as bad as the lies that took place after the crashes. And they were self-serving lies on Boeing's part, which is terrible, to try and protect itself when it didn't need to protect itself, frankly, but it chose to do so anyways. But what really began to cross the line was when they lied not only about the circumstances, but about the pilots themselves. And this is where I get emotional. As a pilot, as somebody who's responsible, as somebody who is doing his or her best, I can feel in my heart and in my head what their experience must have been like. They are in an aircraft that is hurtling out of control, that is not responding to them in the manner that they expect it to respond from their years and years of experience and training. And it's not doing that, not because of anything they've done wrong, but because they've been lied to about what that airplane is in the first place. So now they're trying to deal with a situation that is overwhelming, in which they are contemplating, no doubt, their own imminent demise, and they're unsuccessful in their efforts. Now, after that, the company comes back and it says, well, it's not our fault. It's the pilot's fault, because this is just like a runaway trim condition, and every pilot knows how to deal with a runaway trim condition. They're lying again. It's not like a runaway trim condition. Not at all. So they've committed a lie on top of these dead people's bodies, blaming them for something that no pilot, no US pilot, no European pilot, no any pilot could have dealt with. And that is something that Captain Sullenberger attested to. He said, I tried it. I couldn't do it. You know?
It's a smear.
It's a smear. Why do you feel it necessary to smear people who did the best they could, given the circumstances that you put them into? And now you're going to smear them to save yourself? It's unbelievable.
This is just totally speculative, Greg. I have no idea. You've been through something in yourself personally that gives you